Hello, everybody. This is my first podcast. I'm Carrie Wright, and I am doing a podcast on my book. I am in the midst of writing the book. I'm writing it in sections, so I thought I'd add a podcast for it because I prefer speaking instead of typing. But I'm going to type the book as a free ebook to attach to the podcast. So the book is called The Art of Complaining. The reason I went with that title is because I am a huge complainer. I complain about food at a restaurant. I complain about hotel stays. I complain about my phone service. I complain about my mortgage company. I complain about my doctors. I complain about everybody. But sometimes when I complain, I get free stuff. I get things. Companies want to make me happy. I am the consumer. You know, some people still believe in the consumer is always right. Sometimes we're just complaining. But they still believe it still works. So I'm going to give you guys some of my tips and some little secrets I've found over the years as I have complained my way through free things. I've gotten free things from gift cards to free products. I've gotten $300 mattresses. Like, I call and complain. They say, keep it. Don't pay for it. Just get off our phone, basically. So I'm going to share some tips with you. So this is just the introduction to my book. I am going to put a link on the podcast so you can find the book, get to the book. It's going to be a free ebook. My first free ebook is on complaining about phone service. On the phone service, I complain about home phone service, cell phone service. I don't know. Whatever there is to complain about. If you can complain about it, I can show you a way to get around the system, get over on the system, per se, you know, to get something out of it. And basically, I use it sometimes to lower my bills. So for my phone service, I complain enough to get the bill to a thing, to a price, to something that I'm okay with, that I'm okay with paying. So say for my home phone service, I see if I can link that up with something. I do not bundle my services for companies like the cable company or services like that. I do not believe in bundling. I believe in taking that one service and getting it to its lowest possible terms. So for home phone service, I use services like VoIP. The VoIP? VoIPs? You know, the ones that you get from Best Buy or used to be Circuit City. I'll show a little bit of my age there. Circuit City was like Best Buy. But they used to have these VoIP services, so I use OMA, I use the O-O-M-A, OMA service. So I pay $5 for my home phone service, I pay $5 for my office phone service, so $10 a month, home landlines. I don't have to worry about them canceling, I can always come up with $10 a month. I don't have to worry about them changing, I don't have to worry about $40 payments added to my cable bill. I don't have to worry about losing the services because they're never bundled with anything. Also, my cell phone service. I used to have AT&T and I kind of like them. I like their service. I like that it didn't really drop calls. I can go through a tunnel and still use it. I love that. I've never tried Verizon because every time I call, the price is just too high for a single line. Like, I'm a single person. I don't have a family to attach. I'm not splitting the bill with anybody. So Verizon's always been too much for me. So I've tried things like Straight Talk, and I've tried the other T-Mobile. Currently, I'm on Sprint. I decided to sign up for a business line because with a business line, they gave me 5 phone lines for less than $100. So what I did was I took a line or two and I gave them to close friends or family and charged them $45. So if the phone lines are $90, give 2 phones away to friends, family, whoever's going to pay their $45. They're not, tell them to give you the phone back, whatever. And if you lose 2 phones out of 5 for $95, you can give a third one away. You still have 2 phones, give one to the kids. I chose to give mine to my children. So I gave my son a phone. I gave 2 people a phone to cover the phone bill. And then once I got that phone bill to $45 or less, then I added things like tablets and data lines. So, by adding a data line to my business phone line, I'm able to give the phones away, or 2 of them, to get the bill to 0. And basically, I'm paying $30 for my latest Apple iPad. And someone else is paying for my phone service. So I have phone, I have tablets, and I have my home phone line for $40 a month. So that is a little bit about what the book is about. It's about ways of cutting costs, saving money, and sort of, like I said, getting around the system a little bit to where you're able to get the things you want in life, have all the latest technologies, not pay the same price as everyone else, but not feel like you're missing out on anything. I have a landline. I have the latest phone. I could buy the latest phone and add it to my business line. I chose to take their free phones just because I didn't want to pay for phones, because I really wanted an Apple iPad, because I use an Android phone and I miss Apple. So I want to see some of my granddaughter's pictures, you know, live. So let's see. So that basically covers it from home cable services I haven't gotten to yet. I don't really know if I want to add it to this section. I think I may do the next podcast on home entertainment. I think I'd like to separate that section out from phone service. So we've covered home phones for $10 a month. We're actually a $5 phone. Phone cell phones using the business line. I prefer just the Sprint to me had the best plan to get 5 phones, 2 iPads. And with me giving some away, I'm basically paying $30 a month for all of these things. And my children get free phones.